942 here at News Radio KMAN. And for the next portion of the show, we're going to be speaking with Karen Hibbard from the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Karen, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio this morning.
Andrew, thank you for having me. I always look forward to coming in and sharing good news about Manhattan, Kansas.
Well, and Karen, I know you've kept yourself awfully busy here these last, 16, 18 hours. You were at the Manhattan City Commission meeting last night to present the quarterly report from the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. And just a synopsis, how did that go?
Sure, it went very well. We always welcome an opportunity to speak to the commission and share with the community what happens in Manhattan, Kansas. We really focused last night as to how did we end 2016, and I'm pleased to say that overall, as we wrapped up 2016, people continue to come to our community. We saw about a 2% increase in our hotel use and the visitors that come into our community. Overall, we saw about a 2% increase in all of that.
And has it just been steady growth as far as those sort of numbers go?
Yes, pretty much it has. I wanted to share with you that our occupancy has, as I said, has we increased by 2%. Our occupancy was higher than Wichita's, Topeka, Salina, and Dodge City, those communities that we would feel are our competitors. Our average daily rate of our hotels was also higher than Wichita's, Topeka, Salina, and Dodge. And so we see that who we didn't match up with was Overland Park and Lawrence. And when you look at those two communities and compare those to Manhattan, Kansas, we're very similar with activities. They're Overland Park and Lawrence just a scotch bigger than Manhattan. But as you know, Manhattan is a growing community that people like to come to, and that shows in our hotel occupancy.
How important is it to maybe transition from competing with communities such as Salina or Dodge City to competing with communities such as Lawrence and Overland Park? Because there's a pretty distinct difference between what these communities have to offer, and it seems like Manhattan's just a kind of in the between right now.
Sure, absolutely. And it is great to see that as people look at Manhattan, and people come to our community for a variety of reasons. Last year, we just completed research as to what brought people to our community. Obviously, Kansas State is one of those reasons that they come, whether it's for education, entertainment, or for sports venues. But I think most importantly, one of the things that is very important that sets us apart from Lawrence or Overland Park, when we're talking about meetings specifically, it's what our culture has been created here in Manhattan. It is as a conferee, as a meeting planner is making that decision to choose Manhattan as a place to hold a meeting. If they are holding that meeting at the Manhattan Conference Center and holding that meeting downtown, to be able to step outside of that conference center and walk just a few blocks to where there is entertainment, where there is shopping, where there is dining, that's very attractive. The other communities don't have that to offer. The other thing that Manhattan needs to understand is we have not only one, but we have two venues in which to do that. Meeting planners also find to be able to meet in the Aggieville area, whether they are choosing the Holiday Inn at the campus or the Bluemont as their hotels, headquarter hotels. The proximity to Aggieville, again, to good shopping, to good dining, to good entertainment, it's very easy for them to be able to get out of that meeting setting, stretch your legs, be able to walk and to enjoy the community.
So this was before my time in Manhattan, but I know years ago there was a distinct effort to kind of reinvigorate downtown Manhattan, and it seems like there's going to be a similar initiative, as they discussed at the City Commission meeting last night, to kind of re-energize Aggieville and repurpose some of the areas around Aggieville. What do you think that maybe means from your perspective?
Well, we're very excited about that opportunity, and you are very, very much right on with that, as the downtown was redeveloped. Now it's Aggieville's turn for that to be redeveloped. Again, through our research that we have conducted, Aggieville is that iconic place that people, if they have lived here as a student or their work has caused them to be here and then moved away, people really want to go to Aggieville to see what Aggieville still looks like, the celebrations that are held, whether it is celebrating a football or a basketball win, or just a family celebration that you're wanting to go down and do. Aggieville holds that nostalgic piece in many people's minds. I think it's also the uniqueness that Aggieville has, the close proximity to the university. When you go back historically, Aggieville was always meant to take care of the students' needs, and even as we have grown as a community, Aggieville still meets those students' needs. It's a great place to go and catch a bite for lunch. It's a great place to meet a friend after school. It's a great place for you to go shop, dine, get your hair cut, be able to just enjoy kind of a small-town feel. The other thing that's beautiful about how Aggieville is located, it's not that far away from City Park. Again, you can walk and take in the activities that take place at City Park. So again, the proximity, it's time for us to now look at that next step of how do we improve Aggieville to make it more visitor and consumer friendly.
Well, and maybe have you had any input on the planning end of these things? Just because I know there's been some very prolonged planning from city staff, but have they consulted you at all?
The community has had a reach out there as well. And certainly one of the things that we will have to be addressing, and we are, is that of transportation. And it takes a community for all of us working together as to what are the visitors' needs and wants? What are the community's needs and wants? How do we work all that together? So yes, it takes an effort for everybody to be working.
Well, and Karen, maybe what are some other promising numbers that people can take away from this discussion this morning?
Well, again, you know, I can get bogged down in numbers pretty quickly, and I just wanted our listeners to know that in 2016, you might have found from time to time that maybe you had to sit a little bit longer at a stoplight because there was more traffic in town, and the reason for that was, yes, there were more people in town, because last year, according to our figures, we welcomed 361,000, almost 362,000 people to town, and again, they come in a variety of reasons. They come because they like Manhattan. We also constantly are working towards the future in looking at how do we continue to bring business into town. We have booked hotel rooms into the future. Nearly last year, we had over 17,000 hotel rooms booked. Now, that doesn't mean just in 17 or in 16. That means in 17 and beyond. So, again, we're constantly looking to the future to bring people into the community. Another thing that you might find interesting when we're talking numbers, and then we'll talk some more fun things, is we also showcased to the commission last evening what was the most popular month in the last 3 years for people to meet here in Manhattan. And meet meaning when was our hotels, when were those hotels the most occupied. Shouldn't be of a surprise. You probably would think, oh, it'd be football season, right?
Country Stampede would be my first guess.
Country Stampede does more than its fair share of bringing guests into our community. But actually, in 16, it was June that we had a 72% occupancy. In 2015, it was September that was our busiest month. And then again in 14, again, it was June. But not only does Stampede happen in June, that's also a busy time for the community. That's new student enrollment, where we have 3 weeks of families bringing their new students to the campus, to the community. We also welcome in a lot of different meetings that come into our community. This year, one of the meetings that will be taking place is the Festival of Breads. That's going to be bringing in people from all across the country. So there's a variety of reasons that people come in, but we just found it very interesting that for the last several years, June has been that month that people say, choose Manhattan.
Do you ever foresee a time where maybe June and September and, you know, between football season and Country Stampede, do you ever foresee a time where that trend changes and Manhattan just ends up landing some other big monstrosity of an event that would influence the numbers in a different direction?
That most definitely could happen, and we look forward to that when that does. I can tell you right now, if you were going to plan a meeting or you were going to have this monstrous family reunion that you were going to bring people into town, you'd want to do that in November or December, because then meeting space and hotel rooms are more available than any other month out of the year. What I have seen over the years that I've been a part of the Bureau, what has changed is we really don't have a slow time in town anymore. We really have something that happens all the time. Manhattan is a very active destination.
Well, it's 9:52 here at News Radio KMAN. We're going to get ready and head to a break, but we'll be right back. We're speaking with Karen Hibbard from the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, and phone lines, they're open, 785-537-1350.
KMAN's Morning News is brought to you by ESB Financial, member FDIC, equal housing lender. With ESB Financial's mobile banking, we're always in your pocket.
Ready, set, mow. News Radio KMEN and Canequip are ready to kick off spring by putting a new